Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
A great good day to you. It's a winning weekend. It's almost that time of the year. We're starting to think presents. What a good way to get some. You can win TathataGolf.com's 60-day at-home program, Bridgestone golf balls, and a selection of books from Roland Marullo all this morning. The number is 808-296-5467. Do give us a call when you hear me say, be the ninth caller, and you win. We've got another surprise from Tiger Woods. Mark Rolfe is coming home from cancer treatment, and Matt Adams is in the clubhouse. We'll be talking with Matt. And first, we have to thank our sponsors who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, a store, or townhouse, custom or single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right, so call Creative Plumbing, 841-3287. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, host to the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, Kauai's South Shore Jam. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futura Stone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Montgomery Power Sports, 550 North Nimitz Highway, next to Liliha Bakery, featuring Indian, Victory, Suzuki, and Husqvarna motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, and GEM electric vehicles. Montgomery Power Sports, where first responder discounts never end. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
A high surf advisory is up for the north and the west facing shores of Niihau, Kauai, Molokai, and parts of Maui. It'll be mostly sunny on Kauai and Oahu. We've got haze because the variable winds are blowing. It's kind of like where it is, the wind condition at CIMB. No wind, making for great target golf. You can get out and play around if you'd like at Volcano at 9:48. Makalei has a 9:30. Kapolei has a 12:30. Royal Hawaiian Country Club with their new Platinum Greens, a 9:30. Makaha East, also a 9:30. And Wailea has a 9:45 on Maui. And on Kauai, there's the Phil Am group going out. Secret Service on the course. That's the Poipu Bay Golf Course. There's a 9:10, a 10:20, and an 11:30. Matt Adams, Fairways of Life host on Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio, Golf Channel contributor, reporter, and New York Times best-selling author. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Hey, Diane. How you been?
I'm good. Real good. Thank you. First off, this yesterday from the 14-time major champion, 79-time winning Tiger Woods, one more procedure, successful follow-up procedure. On his back, do you know if it was an operation or something, you know, I don't know what a procedure necessarily is.
From what I understand, whatever they did medically to him, it was definitely on the back, but whatever they did medically to him was to take off pressure, as they're phrasing it. You know, the concerning thing, I think, Danielle, with Tiger is the fact that we keep hearing from Tiger that he's okay, he's getting back, he's getting rest, doesn't know when he's going to be swinging again, whatever it is, and then something like this happens. So either his team, Tiger and his team, are really playing it close to the vest, or they're not 100% sure, and I think the latter is even scarier than the former. So I'm really not sure what to make of it. If you're a fan of Tiger Woods, it's certainly not welcome news.
No. Absolutely not. And, you know, I can't help but wonder, is it another bulging disc, a herniated disc, or is it the cysts that can develop in the spine? And all of those things can happen in multiple areas of the spine. You put pressure on one, you relieve the pressure on one, it puts pressure on another. And it is very concerning. Tiger Woods, though, says that he's going to come back, and he's going to come back to winning form. He has to think that, doesn't he?
He does, but again, my concern there is, you know, a conviction from Tiger Woods that he's going to be back and a conviction that he's going to find the form that saw him win only a couple of years ago five times on tour is the same Tiger that told us just last season that he's 100% healthy for the first time in a long time and he could really go at the ball and, as he put it, needed to get his speed back and all the rest. So, you know, from our standpoint, you know, from people that cover the game, I don't know what to believe anymore. I don't believe that Tiger's being disingenuous. I think he's saying what he honestly believes, but I don't know whether you can even, I hesitate to use the word trust, but I mean it from the standpoint of, can you trust what he's feeling, what he's thinking, when these injuries seem to recur again and seem to keep popping back up? You know, thankfully, I haven't had back issues, but from the people that have called into my show and had the exact same kind of surgery, you know, everybody's body's different. He's a world-class athlete. But from what all those people say, it's really hard to come back from that surgery and be 100% at anything, not to mention the rigors of a touring pro. So, yeah, so for the player that has 14 major championships, second all-time behind Jack Nicklaus, right now I think it's very, very big question marks.
Absolutely. Have you heard whether Freddie Couples, who's just two strokes off the lead on the Champions Tour this weekend, is he still going to Germany for the back treatments he was getting?
You know, I don't know if he is. I do know that that's where Lee Trevino went when he got his back done, and they put in, as Lee Trevino describes it, they basically put a ball bearing in there, and he says he feels great. He said it's the best he's ever felt, but again, he went to Germany to get that done because it was a surgery that wasn't available in the United States. So I don't know the answer to that. It's, again, you know, you talk about Freddie, you talk about Lee, and Lee Trevino was certainly influenced by being struck by lightning, certainly, yeah, back in the 70s. But when you think about the back problems that golfers have had, professional players, and I know a lot of amateurs suffer from it too, but it certainly speaks to the way that the golf swing over the years and all those practice balls and the travel and everything else that goes into it kind of beats up your back, beats up your body, beats up your knees, your ankles, your shoulders, your elbows. I think it was Brad Faxon was on my show one time, and I said to him, Fax, you know, we hear about a nagging injury here and a nagging injury there. How often are you guys playing in some measure of pain? And he just kind of laughed, you know, harumphed a little bit and went, every single time. So, you know, there's something that I don't think we fully, you know, if you talk about Rory, you talk about Phil, you talk about Tiger, anytime they show up, someone's going to say, hey, how you feeling?
Yeah.
Right? How are you feeling? And something they're going to say, oh, you know, I got a hangnail, I got this going on, I got that going on. But the reality is every one of those guys out there probably dealing with some type of nagging pain.
Yeah. It would be nice if we could be able to say, yeah, Tiger Woods, he has to say what he wants the outcome to be, because you have to believe in the outcome you want. So it's like Mark Rolfing. He went into the cancer treatment absolutely convinced that he was going to come through it and be ready to go into a huge season, 2015, 2016. Super exciting time for golf. Not only the Ryder Cup, but the Olympics and all the major championships. It's a huge year that's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, particularly for us with NBC and Golf Channel, too, because for the first time, we're going to have the broadcast rights to the Open Championship, which is really, really cool. I've been doing the world radio broadcast of the Open for a number of years now, and it's absolutely my favorite time of the year to be, you know, like last year, across the Swilkin Bridge, Daniel, what, four times during the Open Championship, because there was no other place to go. So, you know, that's the route you have to take. And I'm scratching my head going, this is incredible. Now, that week in July was the week that I signed with Golf Channel, the week I signed the contract with Golf Channel, and now we find out a couple months later we're going to have a broadcast right to the Open. So it's just incredible. Like you said, the Olympics now, we've got David Faraday on our team full bore. There's some really cool stuff going on, and everybody. I haven't told the world about this yet. In less than a month, my show is going to start streaming on Golf Channel as well. So it will be not only Sirius XM, throughout North America and around the world, but also on Golf Channel's platforms.
Fantastic.
I'm scratching my head. You know, I've always felt the same way, that, you know, someone's going to turn the light on and I'm going to scurry back under the refrigerator again. So with all this stuff going on, it's mind-blowing.
This is Matt Adams. Fairways of Life is the name of his show. He's on Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio, Golf Channel contributor, and soon streaming on Golf Channel, a reporter, of course, and New York Times best-selling author. We want to talk a little bit about reflecting on the 2014-2015 season, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Rory McIlroy starts with a bang, wins twice, hurts his ankle. Then Jordan Spieth takes off with two majors plus. Jason Day, when Spieth starts missing the cut, comes out of the gate. you know, then Spieth comes back, takes the FedEx Cup finale, $10 million, three hot properties in 1 year, showing that either one of them, any one of them, can be the best golfer in the world at this time. I got to ask you, who of these three do you think has the Tiger Woods charisma, whatever it is, the someone who can get golf out of the golf stream into the mainstream, the front page, if you will?
I don't think any of them yet are to a Tiger-esque level in terms of the way, you know, they use the cliche, the way that Tiger moves the needle. Because what Tiger does is he reaches out in a broader net cast and grabs people and pulls them into the realm of interest in whatever tournament that he happens to be competing in. I mean, look what he did at the Greenbrier, where, you know, he shows up and all of a sudden they have, I think they're up 248% or something crazy with the ratings. Jordan Spieth certainly has the ability to connect. You know, it's funny because here I was mentioning David Faraday. He was on the show the other day and he had just emceed Jordan's charity event in Dallas, I think on Wednesday of this week. So he gets on the phone and I said, David, please, tell me something horrible about Jordan Spieth. Tell me that he's mean to somebody. There's just something about him.
Yeah.
And he said, I've got nothing to tell you, Matt. He said, he's just such a good kid, such a good human being, such a good guy. I think David said maybe he's mean to his hamster, but he's just a guy that I think people can look at and go, kid, that's a guy that I'd like you to look up to as a sports hero. He's that good. And what's interesting about Jordan, I was with him, I was assigned to him that final day at the Open alongside of Jason Day, in fact. And when he dropped the ball on 8, right, he just lost his concentration at the old course that Monday. It was cold, it was windy, it was nasty, the rain was coming down sideways into his face, and he just lost his concentration. Well, time and time again, we see something that's really interesting from Jordan Spieth. When he does that, when he bogeys or double bogeys or whatever it is, whatever tournament it is, look how many times he bounces back with a birdie on the next hole. For some reason, he has this ability to channel anger. When he gets mad at himself for a bad shot, poor shot, losing his focus, he has this ability to channel it into this, like, assassin's type of intent. And then he goes out and goes on a run. And we see it time and again with him. That's the thing that I think is so amazing with Jordan. So of those three that you mentioned, and don't forget, we've still got Ricky in the mix. Arguably, I don't think he got the credit he deserves. I think Bubba's somewhere in the mix. The big three, I think, is really more like a big six or a big eight in terms of the depth of superstars that we have that all can dominate the game at the top of the game as we enter into this upcoming season. But right now, I think Jordan is the best bet to take us, as I like to say, above the fold on the sports page, or better yet, even deeper into the, you know, pop culture. You know, will he be featured on, you know, it's a measurement, so is this. Everyone can get featured on Golf Central, right? We know that. But will you be featured on SportsCenter? And if you're after SportsCenter, will you be featured outside that? You know, like if Tiger does something now, Entertainment Tonight would pick up on it because he's Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Who has the ability to translate mass media in that way right now? I think the closest to it is Jordan Spieth. But as I mentioned, nobody yet is at Tiger level.
Matt Adams, Fairways of Life, streaming soon on Golf Channel. He's on Sirius XM PG Tour Radio, Golf Channel contributor, reporter, New York Times best-selling author. We're going to continue our conversation, take a quick break, thank the people who make this show possible. My name is Danielle Tucker.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And we're very excited to be giving away the 60-day in-home golf training program endorsed by Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly, unpaid spokespeople. This is a $180 value. If you are the ninth caller, we'll give you the code to the Tathara Golf 60-day in-home golf training program that opens the door to an entirely new and easier way to learn the game of golf. A complete path to learning and training for your mind, your body and your swing. It's a $180 value. It is yours if you are the ninth caller in. The number is 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Call in from anywhere around the world. We're talking with Matt Adams, Fairways of Life, Sirius XM, PGA Tour Radio, soon on Golf Channel streaming as well. Golf Channel contributor, reporter, and New York Times bestselling author. Matt, we talk so much about a men's game, but here's Lydia Ko. Five-time winner this season alone, 10 times, and that's just since she's turned pro. Why isn't she bowling over the world of golf and sport with those victories? I mean, she's made $4.8 million already.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. She's absolutely underrated in terms of where she should be in the national spectrum of attention to athletes and to the sport, because she's another one. We've seen so much history. Sometimes I think it's hard when history is happening around you to actually focus on it and go, wait a minute, you know, what we just saw here was history. I mean, we saw something that hadn't been done in terms of age since young Tom Morris back in 1868. And with Lydia continuing to march into the record books time and again, and to do it the way that she does it, she just seems so calm in the exterior and plotting and going about her work. I don't know why she's not getting more credit and more exposure than what she is. But if you looked at it from her perspective, consider the fact to say, you know what, for her to be doing what she's doing as young as she is and still be under the radar, that's not a bad thing for somebody that's trying to compete, because you don't have all the distractions. Even though I know I'm not diminishing the distractions she has. I know the media demands are still heavier on her right now than they are on anybody else. But you know what I'm talking about, if it was really, really crazy.
Yeah, I do know what you're talking about. You know, sometimes when I look at the photos, I was just going through some of the archives looking at Lydia Ko and seeing her in her glasses.
Yeah.
There's something more simpatico about her in her glasses than without her glasses.
Yeah, it almost has like the librarian look when she had the big brown glasses on.
She's cute.
But, you know, she is. She's a great kid. She's growing up. She's maturing right before our eyes. It seems to be a common theme right now in the game of golf. It's squarely in the hands of the young, which is fantastic. How can it be any better for the future of the game than to have all these great young players that are dominating? And she's one of them. It's a really, really special time in the world of golf. Here's the thing. You know, up until what I think it was, last week or the week before, if memory serves me, the tour put out a stat and said 10 of the last 11 tour events were won by players in their 20s. The one exception was Davis Love III at 51 years old. And I retweeted it and said, isn't this a classic? So we got all these young kids winning, and then we got a guy in his 50s winning on tour. From a fan's perspective, what more could we ask for than to have that kind of balance? I really think that we're right now in an era that will be looked back on in the future, and they'll say some pretty special stuff happened in 2014, 2015, and I don't see it ending anytime soon.
No, I think you're right. And I'm not the historian that you are, but Jordan Spieth was breaking records dating back to old Tom Morris. What was the most impressive record that Spieth broke this past year in your mind?
I think the thing that Jordan Spieth does that's so remarkable is the fact that he has this ability to perform when the pressure seemingly around him would probably crush anybody else relative to maybe Bobby Jones, maybe Jack Nicklaus, maybe Tiger Woods. It's that important. It's that impressive. And to win by the margins and to match the records that he did with Tiger and scoring records and all the rest, it's hard for me to pick one and say this one stands out to me as more impressive than all the others because they're all so remarkable. The thing that's interesting, though, is that as a two-time major champion, while that is, of course, an absolutely remarkable feat to have accomplished, it's been done 18 times. So it's not as unusual as people think it is. What makes it unusual is the fact that at the Open Championship, he finishes one stroke out of the playoff, thus a tie for fourth. And then at the PGA Championship, he finished second. So when you look at that, that to me is the thing that impresses me more than anything else, was his ability to produce and perform at the top level. Now, because I wasn't in the States when he was going through his run at the Open Championship, I came back to hear some kind of people squawking and saying, oh, yeah, you know, well, what Jordan did was he choked at the Open Championship. And I'm saying, choked? He finished a stroke out of the playoff. He didn't choke. He birdied 16 to say part. He bogeyed 17 on that final day. Everybody was bogeying 17. So that, to me, is the thing that's the most impressive, was he was fully cognizant going into the U.S. Open of the eyes that were upon him. He was fully cognizant going into the Open Championship at St. Andrews of the eyes and the weight of history that was upon him. And then he almost got it done at the PGA as well. This is a really, really remarkable kid.
You know what it is about saying that he choked is that he didn't perform the way they wanted him to. So you blame him, right? I mean,
yeah,
you want him to be the winner, so then he choked. Hey, I find it interesting that so many of our stars today, Lydia Ko is 7 over or 6 over in this tournament. You know, then we have somebody like Jordan Spieth who'll go on to miss a cut in the same year that he's won 2 majors. That kind of up and down is kind of unusual, given what we look at in the past, the way that, at least it seems to be, since Tiger spoiled us.
That's true. But remember, these performers are very young, and they're still kind of maturing into the role that they now possess. And there's a lot of demands on the golfers today, and so they get tired. And sometimes they lose their focus, and sometimes they miss a cut. I've always said that Rory McIlroy, I think in terms of performance week in and week out, is a lot more like Phil Mickelson in terms of his up and down and streakiness than he is like Tiger Woods, who everybody wants to compare him to. And I don't think that's unusual. I don't think we're going to see any less of it, because the schedule in 2016 with the Olympics is so packed. There are so many can't miss events that players are definitely going to be tired. That's just the way it goes.
When you talk about demands, you're talking about their sponsors expecting them to be someplace.
Yeah.
Someone whom Lydia Ko, she missed an event, or was it NB Park? NB Park missed an event because of a sponsor demand on her schedule. She had to appear there for them. That's the kind of thing you're talking about.
Yeah, it's just a piece of what I'm talking about. It's also media demands that go along with it, and everything else, the training, the fitness, the nutrition, all of that. It's all, everybody's pulling at him all the time. And look, I'm not crying in my beer for him. That's not where I'm going with it. I'm just talking about the reality of the fact that they are human beings and they get tired.
Yeah, got it. Somebody who never got tired, Gary Player. He turns 80 tomorrow. A very approachable man, very outspoken on all things golf courses, fitness. And, you know, when I met him, I've been doing this for 18 years. I met him, and when I think about it, my goodness, he was in mid-60s. And he doesn't seem to be slowing down, and he's going to be 80.
Yeah, it's incredible that here's a man that won 9 times in the majors, and that was on the flat belly side of the game. Then he had an equal proficiency over 50. Nobody else in the globe ever, history of mankind, has done what he did. No one else has done that. So that in and of itself is remarkable. And here, when you have a legend of that stature, you know, part of the inaugural class of the World Golf Hall of Fame, and he could sit back at his laurels. He doesn't have to do anything. I mean, he could just show up and have fun and all the rest. But he's taking it upon himself to talk about the importance of making sure you put the right things in your body, to make sure that you exercise, to treat, as he says, treat your body like a holy temple, etc. It's amazing when you hear the passion that he speaks with, because he does not have to. He's doing it because he wants to. He wants his legacy to be about so much more than being fourth on the list of all-time major championships won. He's tied with Ben Hogan, believe it or not, with all that. He's from South Africa. He won over 160 tournaments during his reign with those majors, considering that 3 of the 4 majors are played in the United States, and he's an international player that won for the first time in 59 at Muirfield. It is an absolutely remarkable record, and for whatever reason it is, I do not feel that Gary Player gets the credit that he deserves.
I don't think so either, but, you know, he could just be raising horses. I'd be tempted to.
amazing.
Yeah, it is. And now finally on the wraparound season, you like the quick turnaround. I was watching Golf Channel's Morning Drive. You were on yesterday morning. Sometimes, though, it feels a little bit like watching AAA after watching the World Series. You know, the world, the finale, the FedEx Cup finale. You've got all the top players in the world. And then it starts up with Fries. And it's like, okay, I don't know who these guys are. And I want to.
Well, bear in mind, I mean, Rory was at the Fries. What you're describing in terms of it being like AAA baseball is exactly what it used to be. They would go from the Tour Championship. Then they had, if you recall, what they called the Fall Series. And I used to scratch my head and go, what the heck is that? You have these events that are on the PGA Tour, but they're not fully vested tour events. They're like a JV game stuck in the middle of the schedule. It didn't make any sense to me. And it was basically about whether guys will or will not keep their cards. And I'm looking at it going, wait a minute. They got great sponsors, companies like, you know, RSM, which used to be McGladrey, now called RSM. Companies like that. You've got great venues, well, whatever, Sea Island, you name it. Great fields, sometimes better fields than regular tour events. You got great volunteers from the community and their support and the charities that they benefit. It had all the mix of a great tour event, but somehow we were supposed to look at it as a second tier. It didn't make sense. Then the tour came out and said, wait a minute. You know what? We're going to start the season instead of making that kind of like a stuttering step finish to the season. That, to me, makes sense. And when people say, well, there's no break, I look at it and go, well, no break. The vast majority of the people that are either fully exempt or partially exempt on the PGA Tour at the point that the Fries started had not played for weeks. In some cases, they had not played for months. Then we get to Thanksgiving, and nobody plays except for the silly season junk, which is their choice, for 6 weeks. So while golf doesn't have a traditional offseason like you'd see in team sports, it's important to note golf isn't a team sport. It's an individual sport where these guys at the end of the year will play maybe half the year, maybe two-thirds of the year at the most. So I don't think it 16, granted, is going to be more compressed than other years have, but I'm going on the averages prior. So from that standpoint, I say the clamoring that I hear for a so-called off-season in golf, I don't see how that benefits us as fans.
Excellent.
As fans, to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For fans, why not more? Why would we possibly want golf to end? If you don't want to watch it because you want to watch football or whatever, have at it. Go at it. But it's on in the morning, it's on at night. It's not even interfering right now.
Fantastic. Matt Adams, Fairways of Life is the name of his show, Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio, and soon streaming on Golf Channel. Golf Channel contributor, reporter, and New York Times best-selling author. Pleasure talking with you, Matt.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to come back and talk equipment with Jonathan Wall, the equipment writer, PGAtour.com, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Montgomery Power Sports, serving Hawaii statewide for 65 years. Family owned and operated. You'll find motorcycles by Suzuki, Indian, Victory, Husqvarna and Polaris ATVs and multifunctional vehicles, and GEM electric vehicles. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 Nimitz Highway, next to the Liha Bakery. Financing available OAC. Montgomery Power Sports. Wear the tires. Grab the road.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Wow, what a beautiful day.
Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And congratulations to Glenn Onto. He won the 60-day in-home golf training program endorsed by Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly, the unpaid spokespeople, a $180 value. He was the ninth caller. And congratulations. We're going to give you that code. It's a complete path to learning and training for your mind, your body, your swing. It's Tathara Golf. Find them at TatharaGolf.com. All right, let's get out on the course with our clubs. How about we just see what's going on with clubs? Jonathan Wall, he spends a lot of time on the course, watching on the range. He's the equipment writer for PGAtour.com. Welcome to the show, Jonathan. Hello, Jonathan. I can't hear you for some reason. We're having some technical difficulties.
Danielle, you there?
Oh, there you are. Yay.
Hey.
Oh, we thought we lost you. I was about to talk about Bridgestone so we could start the Bridgestone giveaway. The Lady Precepts and the E6s that we're going to be giving away to the ninth caller at 808-296-5467. You want some golf balls? I'll send them to you just like I did. Ray, your balls are on the way from Bridgestone Golf. So Jonathan Wall is the equipment writer for PGAtour.com. Jonathan, 2016 is almost here, and that means the end of the anchored putter.
It's hard to believe.
I know. We've been talking about this since what? 2012, it seems like. And I think it was 20. Was it 2012 when they decided it was going to go away, or was it 2014?
2013.
Oh, right in the middle. Okay. But there's a lot of talk now about how you don't have to get rid of your long, you know, putter, your belly putter. What, you just can't anchor it anymore. Is that right?
Exactly. You know, and I think that's the one thing that people are kind of forgetting is, you know, you look at a player like Adam Scott, for instance, who went back to the long putter this year at the Masters so that he could get four more majors in with the putter he used to win the 2013 Masters. And everybody thought, well, he's got to get rid of it. Well, he doesn't. He can use it if he wants to. He just has to get creative and find a way to not anchor it to his body. So you're exactly right. You know, you might see some players, you know, one of them I saw, I was in Las Vegas last week covering the Shriners tournament. And, you know, I saw Tim Clark out there, and he's still anchoring his long putter to his chest. So, you know, there's some guys that are still trying to figure it out. But for the most part, I think counterbalance is kind of the way to go. These new putters that have a heavier grip and a heavier head, you know, and the length is slightly longer than standard. So instead of being about 35, it's about 38 inches. So you grip down a little bit more on the grip. You get that more stability in the head and the grip from the heavier weight. That's supposed to give you a little bit of the feeling of anchoring. And it seems to be a very popular option for the guys that were using anchored models but don't want to use the long putter anymore.
Interesting. They can't use their arm anymore either, right? Some were using not their chest but their arm to give them that stability.
Now, and exactly. So here's the interesting thing about this, Danielle. There is a method, and it's now kind of called the Kuchar method, where you can rest the grip against your forearm and kind of keep it there. And we've seen, you know, not only Bettinardi came out with what they call a Kuchar arm model putter, where you rest it against your forearm. That is going to be deemed legal by the USGA, which I thought was kind of interesting because I thought, well, you know, the putter's up against your forearm. It's kind of almost like it's an extension of your body.
Yeah.
You know, so that is going to be deemed legal by the USGA. Then the, you know, there are other companies now that have kind of come out with similar putters like this. One that's, I've seen, you know, within the past year is a company called Biomech. It's a very interesting looking blue putter head. It's impossible to miss on the putting green. And what they did is they actually added in the forward shaft lean. So the shaft is kind of already angled. So it just kind of rests up against your arm, and you just kind of have, I was talking to Heath Slocum a little bit about it. He was saying, you know, it takes a little bit of getting used to, but he kind of liked it. We've seen Bo Van Pelt use that similar. So there's another option for, you know, counterbalance, the Kuchar method. So there are some other options out there,
But, you know, I think a lot of guys are probably going to go conventional. You know, Webb Simpson's already gone back to the conventional putter. He snapped his long putter, his ping long putter that he used to win the U.S. Open because he didn't want to have that temptation of going back. You know, some guys didn't go to you know, great lengths like that to get rid of it. But, you know, there are other options out there. But, again, you know, guys have had the opportunity to kind of go back and forth and come January 1, that will no longer be an option.
Yeah, and adjustable putters are getting so much attention, maybe even more so than drivers because it's new. And I don't know if it was you I was talking with, because the putters hadn't been adjustable yet. And I thought, well, if they're doing all this adjusting with the drivers, I wonder when the putters are. So now we've got like this happy putter. You can adjust the loft, the lie, the offset, the face impact, the weight, the course conditions can be adjusted for. then there's the ping putter. You can adjust the length of the shaft. Do you need a putter fitter to help you figure all this out?
I'm glad you brought that up because I think this is one of the areas of the recreational golfer's game that definitely gets overlooked. You know, we always talk about dialing in your driver and dialing in your irons, but your putter, I think, is a huge part of your game. Think about how many times you putt during the course of a round. You know, so I definitely think that you should go and get, you know, if you want to go to see your, you know, instructor or go to your local golf store, they can kind of get you on a device that'll at least allow you to see, you know, how you strike the golf ball, whether you strike it on the upswing or, you know, kind of down. And if you need to adjust your loft, you know, or your lie, you know, it's one of those things where I definitely feel like people should go and get fit for a putter. It's not just about the drivers and the irons. You know, you can't just go pick a putter off the rack. You know, some can, and they find great success with it right away. But there are a lot of people out there that have really unique putting strokes that would benefit from going out and getting fit for one.
Interesting. Okay, we're talking with Jonathan Wall, equipment writer, PGAtour.com. All you have to do is PGAtour equipment writer Wall, and then you'll find a whole page of all the, and it just, you can scroll down and find the topic that you're most interested in, whether it's a player who's using something that you're curious about, or whether it's something that's been just introduced and you want to find out more about that. Jonathan Wall is the equipment writer for PGAtour.com, and we're talking, I want to ask you about Smiley Kaufman, last week's winner. I saw a picture on your column page. It looks like those Cleveland wedges are ancient. He's still playing with those Cleveland wedges?
Oh yeah, and listen, the funny thing about them is they're not. They're very much the newest model that's come out from Srixon. But here's the difference, Danielle, between you know, the new and the old. You know, typically with a lot of wedges you see when you go to a golf store is they have a chrome finish. So they look new, but when it comes to the players out on the PGA Tour, a lot of these guys like to use a raw wedge head, which means that it doesn't have any chroming. And what that does by having the raw version is, one, it's going to rust a little bit over time. So you're going to start to get a little bit additional, you know, bite because
yes,
that rust there on the face will help. But two, it just kind of gives it a very personal look. You know, a lot of guys like that kind of a rusty look. Jordan Spieth is another guy, you know, if you want to talk big name. He loves to use Vokey's SM5 raw wedges. It just goes down to the feel. You know, these guys love the feel of a raw wedge head. They don't mind it rusting a little bit over time. So it looks old, but it is definitely brand new. It's their new, you know, RTX 2.0s. So it's new, but again, it looks old.
Well, for all the people in the audience who aren't gearheads, you just taught us a new word. Raw means it doesn't have the chrome. It's not shiny. And that's good.
Yep.
I can understand why you'd want it to have that edge to it because it would give you more feel. I like that. Okay. The Titleist 716 AP1. I think it is. Is it the AP1?
Yes, yep, the AP1, which is the more forgiving, or I guess it's the most forgiving line in the new 716 series.
Okay, what's different about it?
You know, a lot. This is, in my opinion, you know, every year when Titleist, I should say every other year, because they don't release irons every year, but every time they do release a new iron lineup, there's typically one club in the new series that has significant changes. You know, when 714 came out, it was the AP2, which is the iron that Jordan Spieth and Jason Duffner and a lot of other tour pros have used. You know, we actually at one point had three different guys. If you look at Zach Johnson, Jordan Spieth, and Jason Duffner, you had three major winners all using the AP2. That's a little bit more of a player iron. It's going to have a little bit more of a compact head. The AP1 is going to be a little bit more forgiving. But the interesting thing with this new iron is that I had a chance to talk to Heidel's, you know, top brass about this new club, and they've typically kind of shied away from wanting to go all out in the distance category. They've always really, you know, the Titleist heritage has always been about feel and forgiveness, but really not trying to go all out and be a true distance iron. And this year they've really gone away from that. They're going, as they said, they're going all in the game improvement distance category. They want to be the longest iron out there, and they believe that they do have the longest iron. You know, some really interesting changes that they added to this new club is a 360-degree undercut cavity. So what that means is that the cavity of this club, if you were to be able to kind of look around it, it wraps underneath the sole, and it almost acts like if you could kind of visualize a trampoline. This is what kind of wrapping that 360-degree undercut does. It's going to allow that face to explode off with that when that golf ball hits the face.
Yeah.
So this is something, it's unsupported, which they typically have had a bar in the back that's kind of helped with feel. So they're really, again, going all out with distance and, you know, adding an almost 50% more tungsten to the head. That tungsten will not only help lower the center of gravity, help get the ball up in the air faster, but it also helps with forgiveness. So they're, again, going all out in the distance. So this is, in my opinion, was the biggest change as far as all four iron models. They really, you know, tore this down from the 714 AP1 and kind of went back to the drawing board and created something completely different for the guy that really wants to get as much distance as possible.
And forgiveness. So they haven't lost the forgiveness aspect, giving you the distance.
Exactly. And you haven't lost the feel, as they said. You know, they said typically when you try and go, you know, all out in the distance, you lose one of those other, the forgiveness or the feel, but they were able to get all three to go to their, you know, max levels. So they're really excited about these irons. You typically won't see a lot of guys out on tour. I do remember Ben Curtis was one of the only guys out on tour that used to use AP1. You know, if you see him out on tour, it'll probably be as a long iron option because a lot of guys typically like to have a more forgiving long iron, and these things are going to be really long. So I would not be shocked to see a guy put maybe a 2 or 3 iron in the bag of the AP1. Wow. But, you know, for the recreational golfers, this is a great option. You know, if you have trouble hitting the center of the club face, these irons are geared for the guy that hits it, you know, maybe off the heel or the toe, and it's going to give you similar distances to where if you hit it off the center of the face.
Wow.
You know, and that's what, as golfers, that's what we all want.
Yes. Give me the sweet spot all across the club. Now, I was reading your article about this at PGAtour.com. Jonathan Wall, equipment writer, PGAtour.com is who we're talking with. What does the manufacturer mean when they see acoustic feedback? Are they talking just sound, or is acoustics in the feel too? What does that mean?
Yes, it's definitely in the sound of these clubs. You know, it's tough, you know, especially when you're making a game improvement iron. Sometimes as you're really trying to increase the forgiveness or increase and get distance increases, you sometimes get away from the acoustics of these irons and they just sound kind of clunky. You know, maybe a little tinny, almost like if you were kind of hitting a tin can. Those are sounds that, you know, not just tour players, but just your average golfer, you know, you don't associate that with a good quality club. This is one of those things that I definitely feel like in the last few years has really, you know, become more of a, you know, higher up on the to-do list for these companies, really trying to get that sound that when these golfers hit it, especially when they're getting feedback, you know, Titleist is lucky because they have a huge group of recreational golfers that test these clubs and give them feedback on how they sound, how they feel. And the titles really keys into what they say about the sound of these clubs because they don't want a harsh sound. You don't want to hit an iron and go, geez, it doesn't sound good coming off the face. You know, it looks good, but the sound isn't good because typically if you're going down to two different irons, if one sounds better than the other, most players, even if you're not a great player, most can kind of tell the difference. So that, again, the acoustics are huge, and it's one of those things that again has become more of an issue in the last few years, where these companies really want to make the sound as pleasing as possible.
Oh, it's important, absolutely. I've had a club that just sounded tinny, you know, and the putter. It was a putter that sounded. It sounded cheap. You know, it's like the door closing on a car. If it's got a feel to it, the sound of that closing is so important. You think that's luxury. And the same thing with a putter. You know, it comes off the face and ding. It's like, what's that?
Exactly.
It's funny. And the sound comes to you after you've hit it. So what does it really matter? But bottom line is, it's all about everything. All the senses are involved in the game.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right. You know, and again, that's why they've made a bigger deal about trying to get the acoustics right. And you know, nowadays the neat thing is that they found new materials. In the past, you know, you had to really just work with the metals. You know, now you can work with, you know, we've seen companies like Nike in the last few years using a resin material in the back of the cavity of their irons to really kind of dial in the sound. So, you know, you don't have to just do metals now. You have new materials out there. That you can kind of use in the back of the club head to kind of, you know, give the iron more of a thud sound. And it's so neat to see how much of a difference that makes. I've been with these companies before, and it's like, okay, hit the iron without the piece in there. And it's like, wow. And it's like, now hit the iron with this, you know, resin material in the back of the club, and it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and all came back from space. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It's wonderful. All right, so last week we talked a little bit on the show about the new Callaway putter, I think it was. Nike's got a new one out. We're back to putters again. They seem to be coming out all across the board. It's the Nike, what is the name of that one? The Method Converge, the putter features counterflex technology. So what's up with the Nike Golf unveiling this Method Converge putter? How good is it?
You know, Danielle, this again, it goes back to the counterbalance I talked about. This, I think, is where a lot of these companies are really trying to find a way to get their golfers, you know, putters that are just more stable than your standard 35 or 34-inch putter that you could buy. You know, the neat thing about this one with this new Method Converge is it has a counterflex technology, the 75-gram movable weight system. You can actually go to their website. I'm actually writing up a story on it as we speak. And this movable weight system inside the grip can be adjusted on a 15-inch slide. So in the past, you couldn't really move the weight of, you know, you would kind of be able to, you know, some of these companies now, they have a plug in the top of the grip where you could pop the weight in, pop the weight out, and you can kind of go anywhere from 30 to 5 grams depending on how heavy you want it. Now they're able to adjust this weight into position in the you know, grip. And this is something that I, you know, trying to go back and think about it, I don't think I've seen from any other company. And so you can, by being able to adjust this sliding weight up and down between this 15-inch area, you're able to best match your rhythm and tempo.
Wow.
With the weight when it's locked in. I mean, this is groundbreaking stuff, in my opinion. You know, so it comes in, again, a mallet head, so a very forgiving head for the people out there that, you know, again, I feel like everybody with putters, you know, everybody knows the blade putter. But, sometimes people would benefit from getting a mallet. We look at Jason Day. You know, he's a perfect example of somebody that uses a mallet putter and has had a lot of success with one. So, you know, you don't need to use, you know, your standard, you know, a blade putter looks very similar to a Ping Answer. And I think everybody out there, you know, has seen a Ping Answer putter before. So this putter is a little bit more forgiving. But, again, it comes down to that weight, being able to really dial in your tempo in your rhythm by moving this weight around. You know, I would definitely, if you were to buy this putter, I would go and try and find, you know, somebody that understands how this works and kind of helps you dial it in. It's going to be kind of tough to do it yourself, I think. I think it's better to get somebody to help you out and see, you know, where the weight is inside the grip, what's the best position for you.
I agree. You know, when you buy one of these, say, hey, I'm also going to expect you to show me how to make this work for me give me some good customer service. And most shops do that very readily, or go to your pro, the person you're taking lessons from, and they'll certainly help you because they know all these things. The final question I have about is, well, interesting, Rory McIlroy is a Nike person, but he's using the Mitsubishi Rayon Diamona shaft in his Nike driver head. And it made me wonder about these equipment contracts that they're, you know, it's like, okay, I want you to make me a club. It can say Nike on it, but it's got to do this and this and this. And by the way, I want to have this shaft on there. So they must have a lot of leeway when they sign a $10 million deal.
You know, it's interesting because when they do sign these deals, you know, the equipment deal pertains to the, you know, some companies, I will say, they give a little bit of leeway. And I think one of those guys that I could bring up is Matt Kuchar. You know, Matt is a Bridgestone guy, Bridgestone golf ball, Bridgestone driver, you know, irons. But he gets a little bit of wiggle room with the putter, which is a Bettinardi, and then with the fairway woods. You know, in the past, he's used Ping fairway woods. He's used a Ping three wood and a Ping hybrid. So, you know, again, everybody would probably think, okay, if they sign a big money deal, you know, they've got to play every club in the bag has to be, you know, for instance, Bridgestone. But some of these guys are such big names that they can say, look, you know, I'll play your stuff, but I want a couple of clubs in the bag that I can still kind of fiddle around with if I want to use a different manufacturer. Now, when it comes to the shafts, as you mentioned with Rory using, you know, all Nike clubs, you know, it's tough for an equipment manufacturer to say, hey, we want you to use this. So when it comes to the shafts, it's a free for all, to be honest. I mean, you should see out there on tour, when a guy like Rory, you know, and Rory does a lot of his testing kind of behind the scenes. But if you see a guy, and again, I'll say Justin Rose, when I was out in Napa a few weeks ago, he had probably three or four different shaft manufacturers kind of hanging around as he was testing drivers. And so it's when it comes to the golf club heads, you know, typically there's a deal in place. But when it comes to the shafts, that's all on the player. You know, most of those guys aren't getting paid to play those shafts. You know, the companies aren't paying them anything. So it all comes down to personal preference. You know, which one of these driver shafts is going to give me that flight, and, you know, which one feels good in my hands and which one really bombs the golf ball out there. You know, those are all the things that you can kind of, you know, figure out. A lot of these guys have been using a similar, you know, manufacturer for years, so they kind of stay within that area. Other guys, they'll just kind of pick and choose depending on the day. You know, something feels better one day, and then, you know, the following week they might try something else if they didn't play well. So, yeah, the shaft world is very interesting because again, it's a free-for-all. It's not like the clubs where there's kind of a set contract in place. So, you know, the shaft manufacturers, they really thrive on the big names playing well with their stuff. And that's when, you know, their you know, shafts tend to get kind of put in a spotlight. You know, look at Aldila's Rogue shaft, the one that Jordan Spieth uses. You know, that was released a couple of years ago at the U.S. Open, and they only had 25 of them made, and they said that if they were to release them to the public, they would have been anywhere between $1,000 to $1,200. And, you know, it's just, you know, they have to find new and interesting ways to kind of get your stuff out there to the general public so they know a little bit more about your shaft. But, yeah, the shaft world, that's a very interesting topic.
It is. I'd love to talk with you more about it. I think there's a shaft that's going for $7,000. So just in case you think you're spending a lot on your clubs, boy, it's a big money game. Thank you. Jonathan Wall is the equipment writer, PGAtour.com. Just Google equipment writer, PGAtour.com, Jonathan Wall. And you'll get his entire page, a lot of very interesting information. Only a small portion of it shared with us this morning. Thanks, Jonathan, for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle. Take care.
You too. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Roland Marullo, the author of 14 books and a contributing writer to Golf World. We're going to talk about golfing with God. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone
841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Indian. These bikes are gorgeous. The first brand made in America. Indian. They're sexy. Indian is military tested and approved. They supplied our bikes for World War II. Montgomery Power Sports. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 North Nimitz Highway, next to Liliha Bakery. Military and first responder discounts and financing available. OAC. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
We're going to talk with Roland Marullo, the author of 14 books. He's a contributor to Golf World. One of his books is Passion for Golf, In Pursuit of the Innermost Game. Another one is The 10 Commandments of Golf Etiquette, How to Make the Game More Enjoyable for Yourself and Everyone Else. And there's also Italian Summer, Golf, Food, and Family. So I have Italian Summer and Passion for Golf and 10 Commandments. And if you are the ninth caller at 808-296-5467, you will have the publisher has made us this terrific offer. You get these, okay? They'll be sent to your home. 808-296-5467. They make wonderful presents for your brain, like this one did, Golfing for God. This is really a cool book. Welcome to the show, Roland.
It's good to be here, Danielle.
It's Golfing with God, a novel of heaven and earth. And immediately, my mind said, oh, okay, God, I wonder if this is going to be just very centric to one particular religion. And you know, I tend to be more embracing, but I want to find out everything about everything. So I jumped right in. And it's a wonderful tale of a man who finds himself in heaven, and he's got to teach God. God's got the yips. And I'm like, this is too funny. The fact that you made God look like a stevedore with flashing eyes. Where did that come from?
I don't know. Later in the book, God looks like a beautiful young woman. God takes all these different shapes. I'm a reverent person, and I obviously adore golf. But I just wanted to have some fun with the idea. So many people talk about golf and meaning of life issues and spirituality and all that. Well, I just wanted to play around with that, tell a story.
Well, you've got everybody up there in heaven. I mean, every religion possible. Buddha's playing golf.
Buddha's a very calm player. Yeah. Mary plays, Jesus plays, all that, you know.
I loved it when I heard, nice shot, Mom.
Yeah, that's my mother's favorite. Jesus and Mary are playing, and Mary hits as a beginner, really, and she hits a pretty good ball, and he says that to her. That's my mother's favorite line in the book. And my mother's a devout Catholic, so she doesn't take offense. I don't think anybody will.
It's what inspired you? Was it just the fact that everybody talks about how spiritual golf can be in a golf course and just being there?
Yeah, partly, and I'm a very devout person, but not really associated with any one religion. I've had a meditation practice for 35 years, and I have a hobby of reading the mystics in different traditions, and I play a lot of golf, and it's really, I think it's impossible not to see something in golf that goes beyond, you know, just what your score is and what kind of words you use on the course. There's something else going on there, and I have a good sense of humor. I wanted to fool around with that. There's actually a good story behind the book, if I can.
Yes. I wondered how you got all the inspiration for the character. What is his name? Herman Finns
Winston. Yeah. I don't know where I got that, but the story is
This was about 2000 or 2001, and we have two daughters, and the oldest girl then was 3, and the youngest girl, my wife was still pregnant with the youngest girl, and the oldest girl got diagnosed with cystic fibrosis. And it was a terrible winter here in New England, deep snow, cold, just really depressing. The whole household was kind of blanketed with a dark mood, and I felt responsible for that. And I didn't have, you know, I'm a writer by profession. My income goes up and down. That was a down period. I didn't have a lot of money. So I came up with this brilliant idea to write golf courses in the Southeast and see if they wanted to invite me and my wife and our daughter and my 80-year-old mother who played to their golf resorts in the high season for little or no money.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it is. It on its face is a beautiful idea. And, you know, not surprisingly, I think I sent out 50 letters and probably 35 of the places didn't even bother to respond, and 10 of them wrote back and said, no chance. But there were four places, Ford's Colony in Virginia, Polly's Plantation in South Carolina, Chateau Elan in Georgia, and the Greenbrier in West Virginia, who actually, believe it or not, wrote back and said, you know, we'd like to host you, and some places was free for a couple of days, and some places, like Pauly's, which is a great place, that was, I think we paid the cleaning fee for 2 weeks with free golf, or some unbelievably generous offer. So we did this, and I said, you know, I'm going to write a book about this. And I wrote a nonfiction book called Every Golfer's Dream about the experience, you know, driving, getting out of the cold, driving with my family, playing a lot of golf, and nobody wanted the book. But I felt indebted to these people who had been so generous. So I changed the book into a novel, and I started it in heaven. And they eventually come to Earth and play at those resorts. And then the book got grabbed by Algonquin and sold very well. So I feel glad that I was able to repay their generosity. I mean, I don't advertise for them or anything like that, but I wanted to mention, and I made the four people who actually invited us, I made them into angels.
So,
and it really helped us in a tough time.
This is it's a wonderful book, because I just found myself relating to it on so many different levels and enjoyed it immensely. Now, passion for golf is another one for average hackers who struggle weekly to lower their scores. This slender, accessible guide offers insight into the emotional stumbling blocks that get in the way of improvement and, most importantly, enjoyment of the game. So I was thinking, I was watching Ernie Els, you know, and I was thinking about the yips that God had, and I saw Ernie's struggle with these close putts. Would Ernie benefit from passion for golf?
I'm a little bit reluctant to say yes to that question, because I'm a 9 handicap. I'm not exactly a great golfer. I take second place to no one in my love for the game, but I'm not a great player. I didn't start playing till I was in my 40s. But it's not really, there's no swing advice. It's about mental states, which I think, and a lot of other people think, are really the most important thing in golf.
Yes, you know? I do too.
You've parred every hole on the course you play. You probably birdied every hole. Why can't you do that all the time? Because your mind is in a certain place when you get up to the ball. And I'm not advising people. I'm just musing on the philosophy of the game and telling some anecdotes from my own very varied experiences playing good, bad, and ugly.
Good. And don't we all? The Italian summer, golf, food, and family at Lake Como. Did you, was this free?
No, it wasn't free. I'm not that much of a moocher, but it was the best family vacation we ever had. It was kind of the flip side of that that time in our life that I mentioned earlier, when we got bad news and, you know, money was tight. This was an absolutely perfect family vacation at Lake Como, which is the most beautiful place I've ever seen on Earth. And they have a nice golf course there, and there's 4 or 5 other courses within driving distance. So I played golf. My family and I traveled around to every different restaurant we could find. I met some interesting, funny characters, and I wrote a memoir about it. And I have never enjoyed researching a book as much as I enjoyed the Italian summer.
Oh, this is, it's a wonderful part of the world. Did you get into Switzerland?
We sure did. We drove to St. Moritz one day, and this was July and August we were there. It was snowing as we drove up to St. Moritz. You know, the weather can change dramatically.
Yes.
And actually, Lake Como is, it's not quite walking distance to Switzerland, but it's very close.
Very close, yes, it is.
And we drove over there a couple of times on these incredibly horrific, dangerous roads, you know. You take your life in your hands to go out and get a newspaper.
But you find beautiful villages.
Oh, incredible. And nice people and unbelievable food. And the golf was, you know, the golf was good. It wasn't, I have played a lot in Italy, actually, and the courses around Rome are really our world class. This was not a world class course, but it was fun.
It was fun. Yeah. The Ten Commandments of golf etiquette, how to make the game more enjoyable for yourself and everyone else. Wonderful book that everybody should actually have in their bag.
Thank you.
Yes.
I say that every time I get behind someone really slow and inconsiderate on the course, I turn to my wife and I say, we got to get these people the book.
One of the topics, of course, is about playing at the proper pace and what to do in case someone behind you, in front of you rather, isn't. What is your recommendation if someone's playing very slowly, you're getting frustrated, they won't let you play through, they don't understand? How do you approach that?
I have a fantasy I could answer that question. I have a fantasy that I have this giant gun, like an artillery weapon, but it's filled with pigeon droppings, and it shoots, you know, 100, 200, 300 yards with great accuracy. I don't know what to do. I wish I knew. I want to give the people the book so they won't do it, but I think as I get older, I'm getting crankier about it, too.
Yeah, we become less patient because it seems like, don't they know? Don't they understand? You're driving us crazy.
And I'm one of these people. I want everybody to be on the go. I don't care how old you are, how well you play, gender, politics, I could care less. It's a great game for everybody.
It is.
I just wish people knew to just turn around and look and say, okay, you guys are playing much faster than we are. You go through, or we'll pick it up. We'll pick up the pace. And some people, I don't know. What do you think? What makes people do that? They're locked in their own little world.
They are locked in their own world. And sometimes people just don't know the rules, and they don't realize that they can pick up the ball. You know, if you're not going to, If you're beyond your handicap, you should just pick it up and walk.
Yeah.
Just stop already. You're frustrating yourself and the people you're playing with, probably, because everybody's waiting. I want those devices that help you find your ball. I want that to become...
like universal. Yeah,
yes.
I agree with you. Yeah, that's a part of it. The other part, I think, they watch the tour players on TV who are playing for, you know, $300,000 a putt, and they'll stand on the green plumb bobbing a putt. these are average players for 60 seconds. You know, it's just a game. Hit the ball and go.
Exactly.
And, it drives me nuts lately. I really am. I guess I'm going to turn it to one of these people who gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning and tries to be the first person off.
On the course, yes. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. It's not really hot. It's a very comfortable day, and it's peaceful. And you're really, truly golfing with God.
Yeah.
Roland Marullo, thanks so much for being on the show. Love your books.
It's always a real pleasure, Danielle. Thank you for having me.
Aloha.
All right.
We're going to come back and meet Bill Pressey. He's the inventor and owner of Directed Force Putters. The show seems to have a putting tilt to it. The lie angle balanced press grips. We're going to talk with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Montgomery Power Sports, serving Hawaii statewide for 65 years. Family owned and operated. You'll find motorcycles by Suzuki, Endian, Victory, Husqvarna and Polaris ATVs and multifunctional vehicles, and Jam Electric Vehicles. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 Nimitz Highway next to the Lehigh Bakery. Financing available OAC. Montgomery Power Sports, where the tires grab the road.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, I'm, on Facebook, and Bill Pressey, inventor and co-founder of Directed Force Putter, Press Grips, former golf tech instructor, I see his post. It's official. I got the call today from UNLV head coach Dwayne Knight to go to Vegas and demonstrate DF putters to the coaching staff. Exclamation point. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Hi, thank you. Welcome.
Yeah. Bill, when do you go to UNLV to show head coach Dwayne Knight, those guys over there, your putter?
Well, we're heading down November 13th. I had originally done a trade show at the Vegas PGA Expo, and that's where we met. So I was able to show him our science and line angle balancing and this device I invented called the Revealer.
And it's, what's interesting about your club is that you say that players who've been battling their putter's natural head rotation for years won't have that problem anymore with your putter. Tell us about that. How is that so?
Well, essentially, I guess I'm not the first one that really kind of got on to a face balance and toe hang. Putters really aren't designed to stay square to the arc. And so we figured out a way using physics and the location of the shaft relative to the center of gravity, how to keep the putter face perpendicular to the arc. Now, typically an upright lie angle longer putter is on a shallower arc, and a shorter, flatter putter tends to be a little more rounded stroke. And so as we make our heads, we hand balance each putter face to stay perpendicular to the arc that the length and lie angle create, hence the name lie angle balancing.
So in other words, when I pull the putter back, the head won't twist or torque? Is that what we're talking about?
It won't do anything. It'll actually stay perfectly square to the arc.
And that's USGA okay?
Yes, we have. Yes. And the head and all press grips are USGA conforming.
And those are your grips and the head for the directed force putter. Now, how did you get into this? You're the inventor, Bill. Tell us how you got into this amazing business.
Well, the long and short of it, I missed a Monday qualifier a couple of years ago, and I hit a ton of greens, and I just couldn't make any putts. So I went home, and I was just swinging my face balance putter without a grip on it, and relaxed my hands, and the face kept opening up. So from that point on, I knew that there was something to be fixed. And so I got into my tour trailer. I was a club repair for some tour players, and been a club repairman for 27 years before getting into instruction. But I had the ability to start prototyping, and then once we kind of stumbled upon it in a location that kept the face straight by itself without your hands touching it. So once we did that, we we got into a SolidWorks program and designed it on the computer, and it seemed to work. And so we did some 3D printers, and everything seemed to work. So we went ahead and filed our patents a few years back, and recently got issued our patent on the Liangle balancing physics. It's a math equation. And then press grips was the patent was issued a few months ago.
That's wonderful. Now, how did you finance all that? I mean, that's a lot of work that you're doing that's not bringing in any money, and you're working still. I mean, how did you pull that off?
Well, my business partner, who was one of my clients when I was teaching, he owns a piston company. So we have the CNC machines and all the software available. I can't fathom how people could start a putter company or golf company these days. It just takes an enormous amount of time and money to, you know, if you don't already have the resources to do it.
That's what I was thinking, you know, especially since you actually, every head that you sell, you custom finish it?
Yeah, every head is forged and then CNC machined out of 6061 aluminum, and then we put a Type 3 hard anodizing on it so it's not paint. That makes a very durable, very consistent product. And so we've been able to bring it all together. We started the company about a year ago and had tremendous success with some of the Northern California PGA chapter pros using it to win the Senior Open last year and the Northern California Championship. And so we just kept going, and the product has really been exceeded our wildest expectations. So we're very pleased.
We're talking with Bill Pressey, inventor and co-founder of Directed Force Putter. So you need to go to Directed Force. It's directedforce.com?
Yes, it is. Directedforce.com, pressgrips.com, and then we also have our Directed Force Putter Facebook page.
Exactly. And I just wanted to say that we're going to talk about the grip, but let's just kind of wrap up on the putter. You say lie angle, it was the solution to the problem of the torque, you know, making
right.
that. And now the putters ship fully assembled. And you also have this online fitting program. So each one can be fitted to the person who's buying it. And we were just talking earlier about the importance of club fitting. So how do you fit somebody? I'm in Hawaii, you're in Reno, Nevada. How am I going to get fitted?
Well, that was an interesting concept. With my days of being a director of instruction at Golf Tech, we've learned the line drawing, and you can measure angles. And it came to me one day, I said, well, if I can get somebody to hold a camera and film a person with their putter with the door jamb, because door jambs are plumbed, in the background, I can pick up the shaft plane, which is truly the lie angle. It doesn't matter if the heel's up or the toe's up on your current putter. What I need to know is the shaft plane. And then you simply measure it. So as far as I know, we're the first company to really offer a remote fitting program, so you can actually get fitted from your office or the comfort of your home or wherever it may be. And it is really, really accurate. And we've had some very interesting stories about people sending videos after doing fittings with other companies, and we come up with the exact same number from the video. So we know it works, and pretty smooth.
And that's cool. So each and every Directed Force putter is measured to your personal specifications, from shaft length to lie angle, and to capture natural putting strokes specifications and ensure a proper fit, they recommend seeing one of the certified fitting professionals. But since we can't get to one, we can use a video and send it to you, and you can figure it out.
Yes, absolutely. You just send it to getfit@directedforce.com.
Okay. Getfit@directedforce.com. You can check out the putter at directedforce.com. Now for the press grips. What's special about the press grips?
Well, for years, designers and putter specialists have been trying to make the ball roll better. We know that in putting, generally speaking, distance control is king. And so it seems like this. So there's been an awful lot of time and effort spent on making the ball roll off the face better at the putter head end of the golf club. And so I went to the other end of the golf club and tilted the shaft through the grip at varying angles, mainly 3 degrees, so that allows your hands to be orientated with the walls of the grip straight up and down, so you feel like you're at the base of a pendulum. But the shaft is still leaned towards the target. So essentially you can hit up on the ball or hit through the ball, and we've de-lofted the putter by about 3 degrees and put your hands in front of the ball without feeling like your hands are tilted.
Okay.
So as long as the putter head, the angle of ascent into the ball or up through the ball exceeds the loft or at the same as the loft, you're generally speaking going to have a better roll on the golf ball. And once the ball rolls, you have better distance control with the proper roll.
And all of that in the grip.
Yeah, it was really interesting. We've done it on several other, answer-style putters and mallet putters. And as long as there's 3 degrees aloft, it's a game-changer for a lot of other putters. So we like to, promote directive force, but if you buy a press grip and put it on your current putter, your putter just works better.
Far out. We're talking with Bill Press, the inventor and co-founder, Directed Force Putter, directedforce.com, and the Press Grips. And we're going to take a break real quick. Come back right after this with Bill Pressey. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futuristone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futuristone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futuristone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futuristone, only the best.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, this is the deal. The Lady Precept is the number one selling ladies ball in golf. And now it's the softest Bridgestone golf ball made. There are more than 15,000 live fittings with lady golfers. Bridgestone Golf developed a ladies specific model engineered for moderate swing speeds. It's the softest ladies ball in the market, softest gradational compression core for longer distance, better feel, and 330 seamless cover technology optimizing the aerodynamics for moderate swing speeds. Ladies, or somebody who would like to give a lady, 808-296-5467. If you win the Ladies Precept, you can still win the 60-day Tapara in-home golf training program. So give us a call at 808-296-5467. 5467 808-296-5467. Today, by the way, is the last day at Montgomery Motorsports. The October special ends today. If you have a motorcycle, you know someone who does, for this month, all month long, and today's the last day, it's October 31st, Montgomery Power Sports is offering 10% off on your oil change when you mention the golf club. All right, we're talking right now with Bill Pressey. He's the inventor and owner of Directed Force Putters. He got a terrific call letting him know that UNLV head coach Dwayne Knight is interested in getting a demonstration of his new putter, the DF putter, to the entire coaching staff. What would that mean to you, Bill?
Well, it's quite a privilege, I think. I know Coach Knight is and his staff is, you know, definitely world-renowned for working with some of the top players on the PGA Tour and specifically putting coach. So, it's going to be fun. I think we're in for some good things coming up. We have some things we can't really talk about yet, but I think you'll see Directed Force Putters up gained out there in some of the tours this year and just growing from there. So we're trying to keep up with the business and the aspect of it and demo days and radio shows, so thank you.
You're going to be on a lot of radio shows. Bill Pressey, is there anybody you'd like to give a shout-out to?
Yeah, I'd love to give a shout-out to my golfing buddy, Carla, who is actually in Hawaii right now, and my daughter, Samantha.
Awesome. She's beautiful. You've got a
great... Oh, thank you.
You guys look like you're having so much fun when you're together. So the bottom line on the Directed Force putter is, you know, when you take your club head back and you're looking at your target, and you may not know this, but your club head is probably twisting. Well,
it is.
Right? And with the Directed Force putter, the torque is no longer a problem. Is that...
That's pretty much it. We've really spent a lot of time, and every putter is balanced in the revealer. So once a putter is made, even the weight or the size of a grip can change the rotational forces around the shaft, which translates down to the head. And so once a club is entirely assembled and it's gripped with one of the press grips, then we hand balance each one so we can actually putt straight in the revealer. Once it putts straight in the revealer, we go ahead, bag it up, and ship it.
Awesome. And the press grip can be purchased for any putter if you just want to check out the grip and then maybe get the putter. Because, hey...
Yeah, I highly recommend that for Christmas presents. You know, it's a great price point, $25. We pay for the shipping. And you will be the most loved golf friend if you get a press grip for one of your friends.
I like that. Okay, thanks so much for being on the show. We're going to
thank
the
you, Danielle.
Yeah, absolutely. Bill Pressey is the inventor and owner of Directed Force Putters, directedforce.com. And the golf club is brought to you by, I want to thank Futura Stone. That is Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. We've got Creative Plumbing to thank. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, you want to keep your water inside the pipes, right? Right. And if it gets out, if there's a break, who do you call? Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. So Creative Plumbing, give them a call. Whether you're a large facility or a small one, they can do the best for you. Montgomery Power Sports, where you'll find Indian Victory Suzuki Husqvarna motorcycles, the Polaris ATVs, and the GEM electric vehicles. It's Montgomery Power Sports, 550 North Nimitz Highway. They're right next door to Liliha, and they're all family. And that's so cool. And they've got great apparel. Speaking of Christmas gifts, just go in when you're waiting for your table at Liliha. Go into Montgomery Power Sports. Go over to the Mackay side of the building and you'll find all kinds of really cool outfits, not just for women, for men, but for kids. Keiki. I mean, those clothes are so cool that, you know, you don't have to ride a motorcycle. The children don't have to ride a motorcycle to want to wear the clothes. That's what I'm trying to say. It's Montgomery Power Sports, where your tires grab the road. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for 10 years, over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And the morning nine, back nine, is only $99. I got to tell you about it. You'll join me next week, right? Right here? All right. I'm glad. Okay, thank you. It's going to be a beautiful day today. And thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.